Death will get you every time.
Every
single time.
You know, 100% of people, the studies have shown, they have dug into this, they've done polls, they've done scientific studies.
Let me guess, they die
they've
of death. They
found that 100% of people die of death.
That's crazy.
Did you notice before you read the news today, don't cheat, but before you read the news today, did you go outside and think, what is going on with the haze?
I couldn't help but notice the haze this morning when I stepped outside.
I thought Waldo was on fire.
I had coffee on my front porch, and I'm like, not exactly the sunniest, clearest day I've ever been around.
So I did not know this, but in my car, there's, I guess, something that tells you how bad the air is. I've never noticed this ever until today.
One of the best features about that specific brand of
vehicle. Yes, and I pointed at it. It said A something something, and it was in red. And so anytime I see anything with red in a car, I think, you know, it needs oil or something. I guess not my car, but you know what I mean. So I point at it and I said, what is A whatever? And Johnny said, that's the air quality index. I've never seen it on your car, and I've certainly never seen it that high. Whatever it was, like 165. And I said, well, what is a normal number? He thinks a normal number was like 50. We'd have to look that up. I don't know. He's not a meteorologist. But it is in red on my car today. It says AQI, I think, 165. From Canada?
Yes.
Those wildfires in Canada every summer.
That is crazy.
My home computer, the one that was hacked about a month and a half ago, on the bottom left, it'll tell me the temperature, and then sometimes it'll like take up the stock market report and everything. And it just said haze alert.
Yeah.
70 degrees.
So 0 to 50 is good. 51 to 100 is moderate. 101 to 150 is unhealthy for those sensitive and people who have like respiratory concerns. 151 to 200, so the 165 number,
yep,
unhealthy, and then everything above that.
Is this from Canada or is it from Utah?
Go inside and cry.
I thought there were some wildfires in Utah.
I heard we blame Canada for this
one. The Canadian wildfires. The cold front just moved in. Mm. Where does cold air come from?
Canada.
And so behind that cold front was a ton of smoke. We get the same thing with the Saharan dust when we have the hot fronts pushing.
I believe they call that a haboob, Sam.
Haboob.
You say haboob?
Ha! That was yesterday.
Did you tell that story on the air? I don't think you did.
I don't know that I did.
Why don't you tell that story on the air first?
Ladies, this is a ladies' story, but...
It's an HR complaint is what it is.
It became a man's story.
It has been so hot up until yesterday.
No, even yesterday.
Any woman that you know will tell you, like, we start knocking at the door in August, ladies. You know this. You dread putting on underclothing. Like even for those of you.
By that, you mean a bra.
Yes. Well, even for those of you, like, if you are a pickleball player or you are a golfer, the very thick under cotton sports bra, it's a non-starter right now. It's too hot. And so a ton of women, a lot of women, mm-hmm, will buy these under the clothes sticky things that will just get the job done when you're going to work and provide just enough cover, but not weigh you down in fabric because it's so hot out. Yesterday, I was going to the restroom, walking down the hall.
They're basically rubber.
They're pedals. Pasties. They're pedals. Yeah. Walking down the hall. And I just hear Carrington Harrington with Sixton Sports. He goes, Dana, I think you dropped something.
He was walking behind you.
He was walking behind me. And what is Carrington? 29 years old, 30 years? I don't even know. I look down, and one of those things is on the floor, has fallen out of my shirt, and I have never laughed so hard in my entire life. And poor Carrington probably now needs therapy.
Poor Carrington.
He then turns, like, doesn't say a word, just turns left and goes right into his studio, doesn't say a word.
Now, wait a minute. I'm taking over the story from here. I was right behind Carrington. And I walk over, I'm walking over to my cubicle in the newsroom.
He goes, is that one of those bra things?
And I said, is that one of them bra things? And Dana picks it up. And she goes, here, catch, and throws it at me like a frisbee.
HR violation. All right.
It was actually a very good toss, and I catch it. And I look at it, and I realize that just seconds ago, this had covered one of Dana's breasts. And I'm holding it in my hands. It's like a foot away from my face. And I go, gross! gross.
And then our boss.
And I throw it back at her.
Our boss rounds the corner and Roxanne is standing there and I go, you don't even want to know what just happened. But I tell that story.
Carrington needs therapy. I was the one who caught it.
I post this on social because my girlfriends in a group text are just dying. I'm like, you're all never going to believe what just landed on the floor here at work. And I have posted a photo of it. And they all started weighing in the worst place that has happened to them. One of them was on a dance floor at a wedding. What multiple women have said this has happened at work. Look, it's sweaty. It's hot out. You know, we did yoga in our office today, Sam.
Who is we?
Well, I'm going to do it next time. But, you know, life happens.
You weren't here for yoga.
I have an event tonight. I had to wear a dress, and I didn't want to get all sweaty and then have to have a dress on.
No, Texter, we did not get a new wind chime in the studio.
Okay. I don't know how to turn off the notification.
Sam has volunteered to help you.
I have tried and tried. Sam, I will give you my phone. You can turn them off. I find it to be a pleasing noise.
Scott, I can lead a horse to water.
You can't make a drink.
That's right.
I tell you, you know what it sounds like? It sounds like when
it
we were
like
little.
It sounds like a Ring doorbell alert.
No, it sounds like when we were little and we were reading.
There it goes again. How many people come up to your door?
That is a ridiculous amount.
No, we have workers there today. Remember when we were little and you would do the little record with your mom and dad? And every time Tinkerbell told you it was time to turn the page, bring, that was your very calming cue. To turn the page.
I'm going to be honest. Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
All right. I'm being honest.
Yeah.
My parents were amazing parents. Mm-hmm. We had a very normal, functioning home.
Absolutely.
Could not have asked for better parents. I don't ever recall. I'm not saying it didn't happen.
Okay.
I don't ever recall my parents ever reading books with me.
Okay.
I'm just saying. Now, I'm sure it happened.
And they are great parents, so I don't I don't think that that's indicative.
Could not have asked for better.
But they never like read. My mom read Stuart Little to us.
I don't remember that.
Oh, Edward
but I was
Tulane
young. But I was young.
Read that to the kids.
And that song or that sound may be soothing when you're reading a book, but not
when you're doing
in a radio
studio. Right.
I'll turn it off.
It's
I will
non-stop.
Bring it to you to turn it off. So do you know what I tried to do the other day, Sam? I just turned off everything, and then it shut down the Ring system.
You're not supposed to do that.
I know.
You just modify the notifications. Maybe you have a producer who's been offering to do it for weeks, and maybe you could let him do it, but...
I will send it in to you during the break. This is why he's so patient, see?
He's been Sagittarius. He's been telling you ever since you got the Ring doorbell app, which has been more than a week. Every day he says, I'll teach you how to turn that off.
Okay.
And you decline every time.
No bring! I am bring.
I've turned mine off. There's no bring between 2 and 6
you
on my phone.
Don't remember in the Jungle Book, it would go bring, and then you would turn the page to follow along. This is why I'm smarter than you. My parents read to me.
You're not smarter than me.
Here we go.
When we get back.
We're going to have a quiz at 4:45 today.
I'm aware.
At which I will prove that I'm smarter.
I follow a couple of you read this book, don't can't put this book down type of things on Facebook. There is a new book that I'm actually scared to read because the reviews say it is absolutely terrifying. And not terrifying in a Stephen King sort of, like, what's the scariest thing you can think of, Scott? You would think like It with the clown and the children.
Yeah. And the balloon.
When we get back, I'm going to tell you about this book, and I would love to hear from anyone who's read it. I think really the scariest thing is the human being and what we are capable of when things go south. And that is what this book is about. And I sent it to my daughters yesterday, just the screenshot. And I said, read the synopsis of this and tell me if this is something you would read.
By the way, do you know what those things are that fell out of your shirt? You know what they're really called?
What?
They are called chicken cutlet bra inserts.
Chicken cutlet?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
They're cutlets, yeah.
Chicken cutlet bra
inserts.
Well,
we got a chicken down in the newsroom floor.
Yeah, we did.
Chicken down.
Yeah, we did.
Chicken down, people.
Festivus Friday coming your way right after 5 o'clock. That is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate. Q39KC.com.